I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under item two, district report. Mr. Addis?
Yeah, just a couple of quick things. Last Sunday and Monday, a couple school board members and some of our administrative team attended the Ohio School Board Association conference in Columbus. All of us that were there went to 4, 5, 6 different sessions, and one of our goals is to bring that back to the district. We're constantly assessing what we're doing here in the district in comparison to what's happening elsewhere, and that's part of our discussions with our administrative team and the work that we do with our school board, with a really simple goal of providing the best for the students at Norton. And I know I went to some really productive sessions. One in particular was about 21st century learning, and just the reminder to all of us that we're already 20 years into the 21st century. It's a hot topic, what schools are doing in the 21st century to cope with different learning styles for students. And it was just a little reminder that don't wait too long because we're already there. You know, they said we're only 80 years away from, you know, the next one, which I'm certain someone else will be in this chair in 80 years. But it was just great. We talked a little bit on Committee of the Whole. We have a campaign right now on behalf of our buses. We've encountered a number of traffic situations where people are driving past our buses when the yellow or when the red sign is out and asking people to stop. Other districts are encountering this as well. So if you notice the signs, we bought 100 signs and placed them strategically in the district. When big yellow stops, everyone stops, and we found some success with that. So wherever you can encourage people to respect our bus drivers, we would appreciate it. And the final thing, I'm appreciative of the board requesting that we all wear our Emma shirts tonight. You know, obviously as adult school district, supporting her and the family. You know, Pat leads our community engagement group, and I was thinking during the Committee of the Whole, if you want to know how close and tight this community is, you know, this community is greatly supporting a cause in so many different ways. So I'm just thankful to the people of Norton for their support. And obviously our thoughts are continuously with Emma and her family, and they continue to be.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'd like to give you some updates of what's happening in our buildings. In the preschool, the Norton Developmental Preschool completed their site inspection with the Office of Early Learning and School Readiness. That took place on November 12th, and the program was found to have 100% compliance, and this is for the second year in a row, so congratulations to them.
That's worth a round of
yes.
applause.
Go ahead.
It's a surprise visit from the state. So Mr. Morris and his preschool teachers have no idea when the state is coming in. They just show up.
Oh my. It's like spring into action. So I'm very proud of the team, and they worked really hard.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, their next parent advisory meeting, which is peanut butter and jelly time, is scheduled for Thursday, November 21st at 10 o'clock a.m. Their second We Roar Together Day is November 26th, and some of the topics that they are going to be covering are being kind. They will have morning meetings using the kindness calendar, creating a kindness chain, classroom lessons in reading the book Be Kind by Pat Zietlow Miller. So I'm going to move on to Norton Elementary. They're having a really excellent decisions week, which will be held in December. Students will hear the benefits of living a healthy lifestyle, mainly focusing on an anti-drug campaign, and each day will coincide with a spirit day. They are also having their second We Roar Together Day on November 26th, which this is actually district-wide, and they will complete activities around a message of using optimism to build perseverance. The school council will be providing support for students through a program called Support for Harder Holidays during the upcoming holiday season. Students can gather to complete activities such as writing a letter to a family member who has passed, is incarcerated, or absent in the child's life. And the Norton Elementary School holiday parties will be held on December 19th. There'll be additional information coming home from the school for parents. And then happening in the middle school, there will be a parent meeting in the Panther Room, which is their drop-in for donuts, will be tomorrow, November 19th. And is that at 8? Thank you. Okay, and this week, students will be auditioning for the middle school play. They will have a spring production, and information for that, if parents or students who are interested, are on the website. Then our high school marching band will perform for the middle schoolers as part of their We Roar Day.
It's hard to
Can
say.
Anyone say that fast? I don't
Slowly.
Know. Okay. In addition, Alex Simon will be returning to the middle school. And if you remember, he was here about a month ago, which had a great presentation about kindness and supporting one another. So he will be back to talk with the students. And fifth graders will have the opportunity to begin band lessons. They are preparing for band class in the second semester. There will be a parent-student meeting about that on December 3rd at 7 p.m. in the cafeteria. And last but not least, the high school. The Compact Career Showcase will be Tuesday, November 26th at Barberton High School. They will take all of the sophomores over to Barberton so that they can review all of the Compact programs that are available, and hopefully a lot of parents received this in the mail recently. It does explain and goes through all of the programs available. Winter sports seasons are beginning this weekend. All of the winter sports information is on the high school website under athletics. And the marching band, I don't want to steal your thunder, Pat, so why don't you go ahead?
Oh, okay. The marching band has had a sensational season. I've been to several of their events, including some of their rehearsals, and I've never seen a band, and this is coming from 100 years of teaching band. I've never seen a band with so much focus and so much dedication to performing well. This last weekend, they performed at Grand National Championships in Indianapolis, and I was fortunate enough to go. I literally, during their prelims performance, I literally sat in the stands with tears running down my face. Aww. It was just that emotional. It's a great show. I think there is a video.
It is.
It's illegal for us to show it on social media, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere if you look. So out of the 91 bands that went to Grand Nationals, this Norton is a Class A band. So it's one of the small, it's from the smallest group of schools. That's 600 kids in the top three grades of high school or less. There's Class A, AA, AAA, and Quadruple A, Quad A. In their class, there were 22 bands, and this year they finished fourth. They actually finished third in prelims, and then when they went to semifinals, they actually ended up in fourth place. I saw all of the bands that they were competing against, and I'm just very proud of them that I've really did. Mr. Chiara and his staff, the music boosters, and all of those amazing kids did a great job this past weekend, and they consistently represent Norton very well.
Thank you. So hopefully you can find it. The video is about 10 minutes long, a little over 10 minutes. It's titled Entrust. And I was very impressed. I don't know how many hours they spent preparing for that and practicing, but just to have everyone coordinated and moving at the right time and the flag girls doing what they're supposed to be doing, it's very impressive. So congratulations to them. And then a couple other things. The Hall of Fame Selection Committee is going to be meeting soon to review nominations. So if anyone would like to nominate an alumni for either the Athletic or Distinguished Citizen Hall of Fame, the information is on the website under Athletics, and then you follow the links to submit a form. And then lastly, I would just like to mention Panther's Closet has coats and clothing available for students in need, especially as the weather turns colder. So you can contact your child's teacher, a building secretary. You can send us a private message on Facebook, your building principal, anybody. The help is available. So if anyone else on the board has anything that they would like to mention, because I know at the end of the meeting we're going into executive session, if there's anything that you want to mention.
Yep. The only thing I want to say is congratulations to Adam Gibson, a high school teacher, He had a new little boy on Friday, Abraham Cole.
Oh.
So it's his third.
I did see that.
It's his third child. Baby is beautiful, and it's a beautiful baby. So just want to congratulate him.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
The only thing I would add is the fall sports banquet wrapped up too.
Yes.
And one of the big things, as I mentioned, after every sporting event or sporting season, so we had over 80 scholar athletes, which is awesome. So that's far beyond any letter or any all district to me.
Yeah.
That's a big number. So congratulations to all the students.
3.5 GPA during their season.
Yes. That's a big accomplishment to those students.
And Emma's one of those. She was one of the scholar athletes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. We'll now move on to Students of the Month.
Always pleased to have our students here. They are exactly the reason we do what we do every single day for these kids, and we love them. We'll start today with Mr. Eric Morris.
So to my right, I have three very important people. Kellen is down front. This is Kellen Blythe. He's our proud little Panther for the month of November. This is Mrs. Constantine and Mrs. Rainier. So I don't want to steal their thunder, but I know they have some great things to say about this young man.
Kellen has grown in so many ways since he first stepped into my classroom this year. I knew he had a special spirit about him the day he began kindergarten. He is a very special child who shines as a student and as a peer. He displays excellent citizenship by being respectful, responsible, kind-hearted, and trustworthy. Other teachers at primary have taken notice of Kellen's great effort since the beginning of the school year. He is a genuine joy to know, and he is a pleasure to have in class. Congratulations. I'm so very proud of him.
All right, so the important things about Kellen, and I was so lucky to screen him the week before kindergarten started, is that he loves Spider-Man. He loves the Hulk. And when he grows up, in his quotes, he wants to be a conductor of airplanes. Wow. So Kellen came ready to learn. Mom and Dad back there came to conferences. They came to the reading room open house. We're all ready to learn, right, Kellen? And you love to learn, don't you? Well, guys, guess what? You start kindergarten, and those superheroes and our amazing families, and we're there all day, and we need to know our letters and our sounds that become sentences, that becomes right for our decodable readers. And we have to work really hard, really fast, don't we? Well, he was ready to learn, but he was also super eager to learn. And he, along with 49 others, get to come to the reading room for just that extra fun support. And Kellen, my favorite thing is when you say, Mrs. Rainier, I did it the Norton Primary way, which is my A-plus gold star, big smiley face, superhero wow, right? Okay, and then sometimes he will look at me and say, will you help me? And my heart melts because I put my hand over his and we work on those tricky letters like lowercase k, because Kellen, he's like, right, a capital K, right? But lowercase K is trickier. And then he looks at me and he says, thank you, Mrs. Rainier, every single time. So he is definitely the perfect example from all of us of our little Panther. Thank you, Helen.
Mr. Sackett, you want to follow that?
Yeah,
no. All right.
It's going to take a dynamite performance to top that, but we have it here. So luckily we're prepared. This is Eden Robinson, second grader. Northern Elementary School here with us is Mrs. Perkins, her teacher. And Eden's actually new to Norton this year. And I'll tell you what, she is excited to be here, not just tonight, but here at Norton. She loves her teacher. She loves her classmates. You'll hear in a minute how she's impacting. But I think it's important to note that, again, her and her family chose Norton. You know, there's lots of districts around. I had a chance to talk to Dad a minute ago, and again, they chose Norton. One thing Dad said was he noticed that the community backs the schools. I think that's important to know. So Well, we're very happy to have her family choose us. Ms. Perkins, let's share how she's in the classroom.
I said, how do we define a child's success in school? One facet of Eden Robinson is that she excels academically. She shows her strength daily as she perseveres with optimism as she trudges through all of her activities through the day. She's bright and she's hardworking. She's an independent, self-motivated student. She's always eager to learn. And she has a great attitude about school, and she definitely loves learning, right? She's a consistent hard worker, and her work is a reflection of her excellent skill development. And her work often mirrors her attention to detail. She does a really nice job. And she definitely is a positive role model. The other facet of Eden's character is that she shows her warmth daily as she shows her positive attitude through thoughtfulness, caring, and love for everyone she comes in contact with. She goes above and beyond to help others, and she's a bucket filler. A bucket filler is someone who always shows kindness and respect for others. She's a kind student who is sensitive to others' feelings and is always respectful to others. Her classmates look to her for advice and assurance. They know they can count on her for a high five, words of encouragement, or just even handing out compliments. She says she wants everyone to have a good day. Students talk about her friendly demeanor. She makes everyone feel like a part of our classroom family. They talk about her including them in play outside or even just in teamwork in the classroom. She embraces new students to Norton and makes them feel comfortable. She said that she felt scared when she first came to Norton, and she doesn't want them to feel afraid. The students also talk about her helpful nature. She encourages others to do their best. She always helps students with their class jobs. She helps students who don't understand directions and need to complete a project. She's a great little organizer, and she uses her gift to help others. She also is one of the first ones on site to pick up a supply box, and she has a really big heart. Eden Robinson is successful because she's a dependable and responsible student and a fine citizen who's always willing to go above and beyond and be a bucket filler. And you get your own copy of How Full Is Your Bucket?
Aww.
Thank you. Mrs. Gerber from Norton Middle School.
Tonight, representing the middle school is Faith Brunty, an eighth grader. She was nominated by the eighth grade team, and we have Mr. Leimeister and Mrs. Faber Schrupper to talk on her behalf this evening.
Sure. I have Emma in math class, and
Faith.
Wow. Holy cow, I just blinked at someone's shirt. I'm sorry. She's not trying to call me out either. As you can see. She's going through a hard time right now because her boyfriend might be leaving.
Oh my god.
Now, her boyfriend's Frankie Lindor from the Cleveland Indians. So, the word's still out, but we're hoping he sticks around. So. But in all seriousness, she's one of the most genuine kids that you ever meet. Just love to just talk with her. She cares so much about her job here at school. She works her tail off on everything. She's extremely motivated. I'm really happy to have her in class because I think she sets a good example for her peers as to how a good student really achieves things when they work really hard. So, really proud of her.
I have faith in language arts, and when Faith walks into the classroom, she has her color coordinated flashcards. She has her matching highlighters. She walks in with a work ethic that's amazing. It's very contagious. There's always somebody around Faith that wants to talk to her, and they're talking about schoolwork. They're studying their spelling. They're talking about books. They're talking about how they did on a writing assignment. And it's really refreshing to see, because sometimes with middle school you get a lot of drama, but that's not what you get with Faith. She's also an outstanding athlete, even though I've tried to get her to do ski club, but it hasn't worked yet. But she's been an absolute pleasure to have in class, and congratulations.
Mr. Shaner from Norton High School.
And Mrs. Bryan. So every month, of course, we have a student of the month, and then every other month we have a career tech student of the month. So I have with me here Madison Rao, who is our career tech student of the month, and then Ellie Curdiel, who is our student of the month. Now, I'm going to start with Maddie, and she's a wonderful young lady. And what I love about Maddie is when you talk about high school students, their day looks so much different and can have so many different looks to it, depending on which route they go and all the different options that are available to them. What's great is Maddie is a member of the media communications program over at Wadsworth. So she goes there in the afternoon, but what her day looks like, and talk about taking full advantage of all the opportunities in front of her, she has AP classes in the morning, then she goes, and she's part of the marching band that of course was just, so she goes and then she's marching around the field in the middle of the day, and then she's off to Wadsworth with the media communications program, which I mean allows you to do a lot of really cool things. And I know you've helped around the school with a lot of the media things that we have to have as well. So she does a fantastic job. I love the fact that she's taking full advantage of all the opportunities in front of us, or in front of her. So our career tech student of the month for November is Miss Madison Rapp. So and then we have our next in the line of long line of Carneals who have passed through the Norton City Schools, Maddie. So this is Ellie Curdiel. So I'm going to let Mrs. Bryan speak about her for just a minute, but I got to share a real quick story with you. I don't even know if you remember this, but it just kind of like shows you her personality. So last year, a year ago, we took a spirit bus to Ravenna for a football game, right? And somehow the principal got to ride the spirit bus. I didn't delegate very well that week, but so I ride the spirit bus, and as you can imagine, I had 50 plus teens, high school teenagers on the bus, and I remember coming back, we had a big win, everyone's excited, and it got a little crazy at one point on the bus, so I stood up in my best principal voice, and I'm like, all right, everybody, relax. Settle down. So of course all the kids are like, oh my gosh, Mr. Shaner's bad. So it gets like real quiet. And then from the way back to the bus, I hear, sorry boss, what happened again? You just know voice. Like I couldn't even see her, it was dark, but you just know Ellie's voice. So I'm gonna let Mrs. Bryan, who is the high school main office secretary, i.e. the real boss at the high school.
Exactly. Mrs. Bryan, exactly.
I thought before I came I would have notes, but honestly, with Ellie, I've known Ellie since before she was 2 years old. When Madison started kindergarten, Mom came with Ellie, Molly, and so I've watched her grow from this little toddler running around school, and then having her there at Girl Elementary from kindergarten through fourth grade. And now getting the chance to be with her again at the high school to see this lovely young woman just blossom from that little, almost two-year-old to Ellie. Like, she's just, she's just the kindest, most caring person. They're a family that is so family oriented that one, as you can see, they're here tonight backing her. And it's just been a joy for me to get to be a part of their family by being there. And one day I think she's going to take my job. I will tell you she'll be way better. But she even told Mary before Mary retired that she wanted her job when she went. She'd be a really good attendance secretary too. But she makes me strive to be better. She had goals this summer and getting to the gym and that sort of thing. And actually, I started. So it's good to have kids kind of show you a way that you maybe haven't been looking at lately. And Ellie just brightens every day. I mean, she's an office assistant. And anything I ask, she's there. She volunteered this summer to help with the bulletin boards and get things ready. So I just think she's an all-around great girl.
I knew you were going to make it through without crying.
If we could have all the students of the month come over here for a photo, we will take a short break to congratulate everyone. All right, under item four, is there any public participation? Okay. Under item five?
There's no public here, it's all staff.
Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 6, board business, this is the first reading of policies 1 through 12. Okay. Under item 7, can I have a motion to approve items A, B, and C?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A, B, C, and D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, I have the forecast on for approval. I'll go over some major assumptions that we have under the line items. I'm sorry. I usually do this line by line, and I'm just going to hit the major assumptions that we have because I think you've all been through this with us before. Under general property tax, we have a signed agreement with Clinton Aluminum, I believe it was last month, that will give us some abatement dollars that they'll keep the district whole for what we're losing with tax abatement money. That's predicted in fiscal year 21, which is $80,000. Fiscal year 22, we've increased it to $85,000. And then all future years, we're assuming that we'll receive $90,000. Under public utility, personal property, that's the pipeline money that we've talked about for months. We did actually receive the valuations on that. It's $11,947,000 in value, which will increase our revenue for fiscal year 20, the current year, approximately $300,000, and then fiscal year 21 will go up about $583 additional dollars. We have to keep in mind that the valuation for the pipeline will decrease about 3% each year till it hits 15%. That's many years down the line, but that does equal about $17,000 out of revenue every year. We also have income tax collections on there. They're running just where we thought that they would be. We have the federal adjusted gross income for Norton has increased 3%, so that 3% kicks in next year and it starts growing. Hopefully people in Norton will be making more money. They'll move in, we'll see more in the income tax, but otherwise it's moving along steady. The big assumption in this forecast is based on the unrestricted grants, which is our state funding. We've talked about that. I know Mr. Addis has many times that the state has frozen our budget this year at what we received last year. That's for this year and next year. And those are the only ones that we know what we're going to receive. Anything beyond that is a guess. It's an assumption. Based on the information I have from the seminars that I go to and the people that help prepare the forecast and give us information, they're thinking that it's possibly could pick up where it's left off, but they also have a new funding formula that they've been talking about. It hasn't come to fruition yet. There's just discussion on it. So what I've done for the forecast is I have it frozen for 2 years, and then in the third year, I've picked up where we would have been had the funding remained in place. Again, it's just an assumption based on conversations with other treasurers around the state. Our other large change for revenues is open enrollment. Our students have decreased by 15, which isn't a lot, but at $6,000 a student, that's $85,000 decrease in our revenues for the students that we educate here. On the expenditure side, a couple of large, not large changes, but big assumptions. Employee benefits, this year we were lucky. We had a 0% increase on our health care. They're telling us industry standards are between 8 and 10%. So we have an 8% increase for the next year
an 8% the following year, and the last 2 years of the forecast are showing a 9% increase. Also, in fiscal year 22, if you remember, we participated in an early retirement incentive program, which we had seven or eight employees take advantage of, and we are paying them. We were able to pay that over 3 years. So fiscal year 21 is the last year that we have to make that payment. So in fiscal year 22, we will not have to pay the $125,000 for that. Our purchase service line item, our special ed has shown an increase this year of about $165,000 to educate students and do the things that we need to do to take care of our special needs students. Also, our students who leave for open enrollment has decreased, so they're staying here. Last year we had 105 that left. This year we have only 85 that are leaving. So that is a savings of us to $120,000. It's that same $6,000 that we receive. We also don't have to pay out. So that balances out some of our savings in the purchase service. And in the supply line item, we are phasing in $25,000 a year for textbooks. We've been purchasing the textbooks out of PI, but because they're licensing and software, we're not purchasing tangible items anymore. It can't all run through PI, so we're slowly phasing some of that money back in because it's not justified out of PI anymore. And with that, that's the major things that we've had happening.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, letter A, can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination? Item 1, Hannah Merton, high school bowling volunteer resignation, effective October 14th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit? Chris Hodge, cafeteria cook float position, 2.5 hours per day, effective November 4th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Hold on 1 minute. I think I skipped that whole line. Okay. I'm ready. Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve letters C? Through S.
Okay. Order. Yep.
Okay. That's a lot to cover.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter T, can I have a motion to recommend the elimination of the maintenance 2 9-month, 180 days, March through November, 8-hour position?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter U, can I have a motion to recommend the creation of a maintenance 2 12-month, 8-hour daily position?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter V, can I have a motion to approve to advertise for bid the replacement of the middle school gym roof?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters W through Z?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Item 10, superintendent's reports.
Just want to remind everyone that November 26th, we have our We Roar Together Day 2. We had an amazing September 13th, which was Day 1. The district could not have asked for more. And I've issued a challenge to the principals to see what they can do in their building to have the same exact day. Like, the same amount of kids wear t-shirts, the same enthusiasm, the same activity. So it's the day before Thanksgiving, so I'm hoping that our kids are pumped up and ready to go, and I know our principals will do a great job there. Want to remind our community, and I'll send a message out to them, November 26th through December 2nd is our Focus on Family. No homework, no test, and I hope especially for our teachers, no grading. I hope they get their work done that they need to get done, and then they can have a nice little breather and be with their families. Important family time right there, so we'll remind everyone of that. And I know you said Coke float. I just wanted to tell you that Kelly said Coke float 100 times in the office when she was typing Coke floating position. So you're in good company with
just
that.
Just like I was trying to say We Roar Together.
Yes, it's difficult. Yeah. So that's it for me.
All right.
Just one more thing. Thank you to everybody that donated to
schools. Yes.
There were quite a few people.
Yes.
It was generous of them, so we thank
absolutely.
Them.
Okay. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. We are going to move to go into executive session.
Bless you.
If I could have a motion for executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are now in executive session. Thank you all for coming. We are out of executive session. At this time, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.